Finally, welcome. This is the meeting of the House Fisheries, and we are coming to order at 7:20 p.m. in room 120 on Thursday, April 9th, 2015. Members present are Representative Herron, Representative Ortiz, Representative Johnson, and myself, Chair Stutes. We're also joined by Kelly Burnett from House Records, Jonathan Schrimmer from the LIO, and of course, my committee aide for fisheries, Reed Harris. Today we're going to have, we were going to have confirmation hearings on three individuals, Donald Stiles for the Fisherman's Fund Advisory Board and Appeals Council, and Orville Huntington and Robert Ruffner for the Board of Fisheries. We were going to begin with Don Stiles, but he has chosen not to call in, so this committee will not be moving his name forward for nomination or for appointment to this position. So we will move on to Orville Huntington. Mr. Huntington, are you online?
Yes, ma'am, Chair.
Thank you. Mr. Huntington, please state your name for the record and begin your presentation.
My name is Orville Huntington from Whistler, Alaska, and I live here in my primary employer is Tanana Chiefs Conference, where I serve as Wildlife and Parks Director. I think you have my resume in front of you. It explains most of what I do and who I am. Just a couple other things. I have two sons who work in Anchorage. One daughter in Fairbanks at UAF, and one student here in high school in Huslia. And I've lived here for my entire life, 20 years of commercial fishing, subsistence all my life, and relying on personal use fisheries at times. I really don't have a lot to add, just I have a lot of board experience, and I have a lot of good teachers. My Uncle Sidney had 19 years on Board of Game, and my dad served one term Board of Fish and one term in the legislature. I had a lot of good teachers as far as board work. That's about all I have, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Are there any questions from this committee? Representative Herron.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Huntington, this is, of course, you're trying to go for a second term. How would you describe your first term? What did you learn, and how did you contribute?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Herron, I learned a lot from the other board members. Some are not there now, and I had to learn a lot about ocean fisheries. I'm a scientist by trade, but I still had to learn a lot about allocation and what exactly, you know, not all river systems are like the Yukon. There's a lot of different fisheries, a lot of different shellfish, different things I had to learn in my first term. So I tried to learn as much as I could. I had planned to go try to get on the Board of Game, but I feel like I should serve one more term on the Board of Fish to use what I've learned and help the fisheries in the state of Alaska.
Follow up. Mr. Huntington, so are you explaining that it was a learning process and that you listened and learned? How would you describe yourself as involved in the conversation and putting your views, your opinions, your thoughts on the record?
Well, most of my views and opinions are based on science. In my first term, I really went away from what was the data that was in front of me. My first meeting was actually a special meeting with Cook Inlet. I got thrown right into the fire, so I had a lot of fishermen there who were really having a hard time. And me, having 20 years of commercial fishing experience, and I ended up letting my license sunset because we couldn't get our fisheries to work here. So I learned from the fishermen what they felt is important. And they also learned about the economics of not just the commercial fisheries, but the sport fisheries. And then, of course, the personal use fisheries are so huge for Alaska. And trying to look out for their uses as well as subsistence. The whole thing was a really learning experience.
Two more. Mr. Huntington, if the joint session does confirm you as a person myself from Western Alaska, is I would suggest using your science-based knowledge, is that you have to become a very active member, because what the process does, it's putting your talents, your skill sets on the record, and because 20 years from now they're going to go back and they may not know who you are, but your record is what's going to base a lot of decisions on the future. And so I would ask you to be a chatty Cathy, I guess, someone that shares his science skill sets and his opinions so that the fisheries and those species can be protected for the future.
Excuse me, I would like to take a moment to recognize Representative Foster and Representative Christ Tompkins. Thank you. Mr. Huntington, did you have any comment in relation to...
I'm sorry, I'm getting feedback. But yes, I appreciate those comments and I agree with them fully.
One more, sure.
Representative Heron.
Mr. Huntington, what was your military occupational specialty in the Marine Corps?
I think you have the wrong candidate, sir. I was never in the military.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Huntington. We appreciate it. I have two individuals that would like to testify. We have at the Kenai LIO, and if you would please keep your comments to 2 minutes or less. We're running a little late here tonight. I have Paul Shadura in Kenai.
Yes, Chairperson and Stoops, my members of the House Resources Committee, my name is Paul A. Shadura II. I reside within the Kenai Peninsula. Today, I am representing the South Cay Beach Independent Fishermen's Association, or SOCAIE. Our mission is protecting and preserving the Kasilof Aquarium System. We respectfully agree with the Governor's appointment of Robert Huntington to the Alaska Board of Fisheries. When our group considers qualifications, we will review Alaska Statute 1605-221A, the Board of Fisheries and Game for Guidance, and so forth. It says, for purpose of conservation and development of the fishery resources of the state, there is created the Board of Fisheries, composed of 7 members appointed by the Governor. The Governor shall appoint each member on the basis of interest in public affairs, good judgment, knowledge, and ability in the field of action on board, with a view to providing diversity of interest and points of view in the membership. The appointed members shall be residents of the state and shall be appointed without regard to political affiliation or geographical location of residence. Conservation defined in state case laws, conserving implies controlled utilization of a resource to prevent its exploitation, destruction, or neglect. Mr. Huntington has served a full term on the Board of Fisheries. He has remained approachable and is courteous and willing to listen to all individuals. Although has a unique set of experience and family history and an academic knowledge that gives a diversity of view to the decisions the Board of Fish must make. Although has the only technical resource background currently on the board. We believe Mr. Huntington displays the necessary commitment to conduct the people's business in a fair and an impartial manner. Thank you.
Thank you. We also have Reed Morisky in the Fairbanks LIO.
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. My name is Reed Morisky. I live in Fairbanks and I'm speaking for myself today. Orville has served on the Board of Fisheries with distinction, showing that he has the ability and skills to make balanced decisions regarding our fisheries resources. Orville's cultural knowledge is unsurpassed and has been of great benefit to all Alaskans and in particular to the board when decisions are being made. Orville has accurately, fairly, and appropriately applied his science background during the board process. He holds to the highest standards of disinterested science, which is science that is free from bias or partiality and is objective. Regarding the subsistence sport, personal use, and commercial users, he consistently completes the due diligence necessary to make the decisions that fairly regulate and allocate our fisheries resources. It is my honor and pleasure to offer my complete support for Orville Huntington for confirmation to the Alaska Board of Fisheries. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Morisky. And in the audience, we have Mike Navarre. Is it, did I say that wrong? This says all three. Excuse me. No, not necessary. Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to testify on behalf of Mr. Huntington? Seeing none, I'll close public testimony. Are there any comments from this committee? Seeing none, I would... Oh, yes. Excuse me, Representative Foster.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to thank Orville Huntington for submitting his name and look forward to down the road in the process here with him. So, but I just wanted to tell him thank you.
Thank you. Then this, I would entertain a motion to forward Mr. Huntington's resume to the joint session.
You have the sheet?
You can do them all at the same time.
Do them all at the same time.
Oh, okay. Then we'll move on to Mr. Robert Ruffner, please, who is being appointed to the Board of Fish as well. Please state your name for the record and start your presentation.
Great. Thank you, Madam Chairman. My name is Robert Ruffner, and I am here. And I kind of came up with a couple of things that I wanted to talk with you about. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to tell you who I am, why I want to serve on the Board of Fisheries, and what I think I have to offer. I've lived in Alaska since 1996. I'm 46 years old, married for 22 years. I've got two daughters that are in grade school. I'm a graduate of the University of Minnesota. I studied geology there, and the geology work that I did was really all river focused, and a fair amount of study was in civil engineering, because as I got more and more interested in rivers, it seemed to apply more and more towards engineering. So part of that really led me into a fair amount of mathematics and statistical analysis. So I have some graduate work experience in those fields, and I think that that will serve well on the board. That's in a lot of their decisions are informed by data. When I moved to Alaska in 96, it was really because I enjoyed outdoors, you know, liked doing all the things that we all like to do in outside, you know, fishing, hunting, but I also liked the adventure sports. I was really excited to do kayaking and rafting and climb some mountains and those sort of things. So I did that for the first 10 years, and then the kids came along, so we've kind of switched gears a little bit, and I'm trying not to be so exciting in my life with those types of activities. But they were a big part of why I moved up here, and wasn't sure how long I'd stay, but I'm absolutely totally hooked on this place, and you know, couldn't imagine being anywhere else. On public service, first I want to talk about my job that I've had since I moved here, since 1997, and that was with the Kenai Watershed Forum. That's an organization that was founded by a group of citizens that were interested in the Kenai River drainage, and then later expanded to cover the entire Kenai Peninsula. And that job experience has taught me a lot in the past almost 20 years of, because the type of work that we wanted to engage in involved habitat conservation, and it was habitat conservation where we needed to work with all the different user groups. And we've done some, I think, some pretty remarkable stuff, some stuff that's really benefited our resources, and just a couple of examples. And we can dive deeper into this if you want to in Q&A, but cleaning up the river from gasoline, and we discovered that there was several hundred gallons of gasoline going into the river a day, and it was our research that figured that out, figured out what the solution was, and kind of walked through the political process that was necessary to remediate that, and part of that required some work at the Board of Fish in 2005 and 2008. Another key thing that I would point out is that we've replaced culverts across the Kenai Peninsula borough, and those culverts were really detrimental to fish, particularly juvenile fish that were in their first few years of life, migrating back and forth between larger streams and needing to overwinter further upstream. So we've replaced a large number of those culverts. The public service that I've worked on is I've served on a planning commission for 4 or 5 years, and shortly after that, I also decided to sign on to be on the road commission board, and that was really because I had been working with the road department to fix these culverts, and I just got more and more interested in public service and felt like I could make a difference. So, have served on that board for a number of years. And the planning commission, you know, while it's certainly not necessarily as contentious as the Board of Fish, but you know, in small communities where we have gravel pit developments competing with residential developments, we do have some very contentious issues that come before us, and very passionate testimony about folks that have lived in an area for a long time and feel that their lifestyle is changing. So I've seen that kind of information come forward, and I understand very much what Representative Heron was mentioning, is that it's really important for us on those public boards to deliberate those things on the record so that precedent is set, people can understand why we made our decision and the record's clear. The fishing experience, I've been a fisherman my entire life. You know, some of my earliest memories were fishing with my grandfather and also with my dad, and that's just been a part of what I've done my entire life, and that outdoor enthusiasm that I mentioned, you know, going outside and fishing has always been a big thing to me. In Alaska, these days, almost all of the fish that I harvest to eat are coming out of the personal use fishery in the Kenai and Kusilof rivers, and that's something that's very important to me, to be able to get my own food. So every sockeye that's in my freezer and every jar of salmon that's in on my shelf at home is a sockeye that came out of those fisheries. So that's something that I've participated in a lot, and it's something that's important to me. On rod and reel fishing, I've caught all 5 species of salmon at some point in my time here in Alaska. In addition, rainbows and Dolly Varden, grayling, from southeast Alaska. I spent a summer down here before I actually moved here. I think it was 94. I think it's in my resume or cover letter that I mentioned. Did some sea kiking down here and caught my first salmon, and have fished South Central Alaska a lot, taking those road trips up the Dalton Highway and fished in the Brooks Range, and again, it's something that's been a big part of my life here in Alaska. Right, I do have a little bit of commercial fishing experience. I in the late 90s, I fished for 2 days. I got a crew member license and fished for a couple days on a gillnetter, drift gillnetter in the inlet, and the days that we went out, it was really, I wanted to experience what that was like and kind of understand what that fishery was. So the days that I went out, it was nice, flat, calm, sunny days, and we didn't really catch a lot of fish. But at least I got the experience of seeing what it was like to go out in the inlet, what it was like to pick a net and bring those fish back to the dock. Why I want to do this, I mentioned that those family things, with my grandfather and my dad and now teaching my 2 young daughters how to fish is a big part of why I do any of the public service work that I do, is that I feel like I have some skills to contribute, and I want to make the place a better place. So whether it's Planning Commission or the Board of Fisheries, that's something that I want to do, and I get a lot of motivation from those 2 daughters that I have. I have a broad interest in fisheries. The Kenai Watershed Forum that I work for has done this habitat work that I mentioned, and I announced in January, before I applied for this position, that I was going to step down as the executive director from that organization. And the reason for that is that I have grown an organization from very small budget where we were trying to figure out how we could put mailers out to talk about the type of work that we wanted to do to an organization that did a little bit over $3 million in habitat-related work in, I think it's 2008 or 2009 is where we kind of hit our peak and have kind of maintained somewhere around that level for the past 4 or 5 years. And that's been great. It's been super challenging, but I've hit a level that the organization is going to go. It's going to switch a little bit from growing like that to maintaining. And I needed a little bit more stimulation. I wanted to do something a little bit different. And learning about fisheries across the entire state is certainly going to be challenging, working with a new cast of characters that with hundreds of millions of dollars involved. You know, the total fisheries are in the billions for the whole state. And I have watched the Board of Fish operate in my tenure in that position in Kenai and just felt like I could really step up to that. It would be challenging, give me something new to do and keep me stimulated and also doing something good for the state. And, you know, most of what I hear about in the contention is surrounding Cook Inlet, but this job is not just about Cook Inlet. It's about the fisheries across the whole state. It's not just finfish, but shellfish. And there's a lot for me to learn, and I'm excited for that task to do that. What I have to offer is that experience in fishing that I just mentioned. I do have that scientific background, the experience in some advanced statistics. And I think that's an important thing to do because we're going to have fisheries data, we're going to have economic data, we're going to have all types of data coming our way. And a lot of the decisions are going to be made based on how much confidence we have in a particular aspect of that data. And that's something that I understand those what that is and how to bring those questions up and talk about them. I mentioned the statewide interest and a strong public strong commitment to public process. And I'll just elaborate that on that just a little bit. I didn't know this when I actually put my application in, but what I've learned in this is that there are 84 advisory committees across the entire state of Alaska, and within those advisory committees, there are maybe a little bit more than 900 individuals that serve on advisory committees across the entire state, and those folks are strictly volunteer, and they come in and they dedicate their time to help inform us, the seven members of the Board of Fisheries, on making decisions. And that's really a remarkable thing when we think about how fisheries are managed across the country. And I am very committed to that public process. I think it's a very important thing. It's something that I'm going to rely on. I don't have experience across the whole state and all these technical issues that are going to come up, and we need to hear from the folks that live there and have enough of a vested interest to sit on those advisory boards and give us their input. So I'm going to listen very carefully if I am confirmed to be on the Board of Fisheries to what those advisory committees bring forward, and we will take up, typically 300 to 400 proposals per year that come not only from the advisory committees but from the general public and from the department itself. And I'm pretty sure that I'm going to find myself stimulated and excited about this job. So with that, I'll conclude my introductory remarks, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Effner. Are there any questions from this committee? Okay. Representative Heron?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, for the record, I did meet with Mr. Redford in my office for quite a while, and then I also had the opportunity on the Resources Committee to pose him questions, and my only comment is he is pretty chatty.
Thank you, Representative Perrin. Representative Ortiz?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Ruffner, you commented how you really value the public input process and the different committees that come before you. You'll value their input. Earlier in the session, there was a proposal put before us to make sure I word this right. I guess to limit the actions of the Board of Fish to take action only on proposals that come before you, rather than self-generated proposals. Are you familiar with that?
Through the chair, yes, Representative, I am.
Okay, what would your stand be on something like that?
through the chair. Now I'm a little worried about how chatty I might be, so I'll try to be brief. I don't think that's a tool that we necessarily want to take away from the Board of Fisheries or the Board of Game, because we do get a lot of proposals. A lot of them are generally in the ballpark, and they're close, and being able to, you know, to generate some that pick the best elements that we think will fit our allocation criteria, I think is important. The one thing that I have observed on the Board of Fisheries and in the Board of Game that I think we want to be very careful about is not putting those proposals forward when we're in the deliberation phase and we don't have a mechanism for gathering input from the people that are sitting there and giving us that feedback. And I don't know if this is something that other folks have talked about, but I've heard people say, you know, for those types of things that come up where you're doing a substitute language or generating a whole new proposal from the board, is having some sort of cooling off period or 30 days, 90 days, something like that, once they're forwarded, where we can revisit them and make sure that there weren't some unintended consequences and that the public has a chance to weigh in on them.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other questions from this committee? Seeing none, I will open public testimony.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And we have a couple people online, and we have one individual in house. Let me take the online individuals. Donald Johnson in Sylgotna.
Hello.
State your name for the record, please, and if you could keep your comments to 2 minutes or less.
Thank you. My name is Donald Johnson, Sylgotna, Alaska. I'd like to thank you folks for giving me the opportunity to address this dedicated sport fish board seat that's available and is being appointed by Governor Walker. And I'd like to stress that my comments are basically in regard to my perspective that it is a dedicated sport fish seat, and I object to Mr. Ruffner being appointed to it because I don't believe that his science background positions him well to actually, address the sport fish, the dedicated sport fish requirement of this seat. I believe this seat was put there for a dedicated sport fish person to take advantage of and to allow the public to take advantage of their wealth of experience that would be achieved after years and years worth of dedicated sport fish use. Mr. Ruffner has done a little bit of everything, it sounds like, but what I would be looking for in a dedicated seat would be somebody who has put in a lot of time in sport fishing and not really what I would say science. And that's what I think this seat is supposed to be looking for. It's supposed to be looking for somebody who's dedicated at sport fishing. They've been doing it for quite a long time. I see where Mr. Ruffner has dedicated a lot of time getting his degrees in geology, environmentalism, dip netting. I see that he's put in a lot of time for that, and he dedicated a lot of time to it, but I don't see the dedication in the sport fish use. I see that coming from the same amount of time, 4 or 5 years worth of effort, and that effort would be applied to not just sport fishing, but it'd also be applied to things like the Board of Fish. And I don't think Mr. Ruffner has been to a single Board of Fish meeting. I am a 30-year resident of Alaska. I've attended about a dozen meetings, Board of Fish meetings, and participated in them all. I talk to people every day who just don't seem to know what the Board of Fish is. They ask me, what's the Board of Fish? And I tell them how long you lived in Alaska, and they say, well, 10, 20 years. You don't know what the Board of Fish is, and you fish? Oh, yeah, but I've never heard of it.
Mr. Johnson. If you could sum it up, we'd appreciate it.
Okay. Well, those people are what I call passive sport fishermen. They sport fish, but they don't really have enough interest to go to the Board of Fish and have any input or help manage fisheries. That's what I think Mr. Ruffner is. I think he's a passive sport fisherman. He's like a commercial fuel netter that carries a sport fish.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Johnson. And I will clear up one issue for you. This is not a dedicated seat to a sport fisher, just for your information. But we certainly appreciate your testimony. Thank you. We have George Pierce in Kasilof. George, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Certainly can. If you'd state your name for the record and keep your comments to 2 minutes or less, we'd appreciate it.
My name is George Pierce. I'm calling from Kasilof, Alaska, and I'm representing myself. Mr. Ruffner is a fine person, but I don't think he is qualified to be on the fish board. Being the head of a created nonprofit, the watershed fund doesn't qualify for him for the fish board. Meaning scientists and biologists in fish, not buddies of special interest groups. There are biologists that are on the Kenai Peninsula that can be put on that board. The Fish and Game Board are run right now by politics and not science. We need biologists and scientists. If Mr. Ruffner had concerns about king salmon disappearing, why didn't he go to the fish board on overfishing for king salmon by the sport fishing guides? And look who is sponsoring Mr. Ruffner. Special interest groups. I don't believe he is qualified for the fish board. He talked about two-stroke motors for the Kenai River. It was only for people that had a dip net in their boat. No one else, sport fishing guides or commercial fishermen were still allowed to use two-stroke motors. Every year, the Watershed Forum, which he talks about, issues a pamphlet to warn people about the contaminants in the water of the Kenai River. Not to drink the water, how bad it is. The quality of the water in the Kenai River is still contaminated. Mr. Huntington is a qualified candidate, and he is for subsistence, and he is a biologist. And there are other biologists on the Kenai Peninsula.
Thank you. You need to sum your comments up, please.
That are all qualified biologists, and we need one from the Kenai. Thank you very much for taking my testimony.
Thank you for testifying. We have Sam Snyder in Anchorage. Mr. Snyder?
Thank you. For the record, my name is Sam Snyder. I reside in Anchorage. I've spent my life as an angler, In Alaska, I've fished from the Kenai to the Susitna and have been fortunate enough to travel from Bristol Bay to Southeast Alaska fishing. A life of fishing has led me to a fierce interest in sustainable fisheries management. I have a PhD with a focus in fisheries sustainability, and I currently develop and direct programs for Trout Unlimited Alaska, which has over 1,000 angler members in this state and many more supporters. I have called in today on behalf of Trout Unlimited and our members to support Mr. Ruffner's confirmation to the Alaska Board of Fish. The Alaska Program of Trout Unlimited works to protect, reconnect, restore, and sustain Alaska's salmon and trout resources. We work through science, through grassroots engagement, supporting partnerships with fishing organizations, NGOs, agencies, tribes, business owners, and of course, anglers. We've been troubled to hear the negative response regarding Mr. Ruffner's appointment. Much of this negativity spawns from this false idea that the vacant seat on the board must be allocated to a specific gear group or region of the state. As has been noted, this is not mandated by law, nor is there a definition of what truly constitutes a commercial sport or subsistence-oriented individual on this board seat. It is because Mr. Ruffner has not been handpicked by one group of stakeholders that we as Trout Unlimited are compelled to weigh in on his appointment. We feel it's critical that board members put fish first, not single user groups or specific places first. There's no doubt that Trout Unlimited is a sport fishing organization, but it's also our organizational DNA to look at the big picture when it comes to fish and fishing. We work hard to seek out and engage on issues that unify fisheries stakeholders and fulfill our organizational mission. Mr. Ruffner's science background and longtime leadership in the Kenai Peninsula, as well as his love of angling, aligns well with the interests and values of our members. Far too often, allocation battles obscure real issues and have eliminated the ability of Alaskans to have reasonable, science-based discussions on critical issues before the board. Mr. Ruffner is exactly the type of board member Alaska needs at this time, someone who is not handpicked by a user group, someone with a strong scientific background, and someone whose experience has been forged by working through agreements against the backdrop of the state's most heavily used and possibly most controversial fishery.
Thank you, Mr. Snyder. If you could sum it up, we'd appreciate it.
Trout Unlimited supports his nomination. That was my final words. So thank you for the opportunity to testify.
Thank you for your testimony. And finally, we have Paul Shadura.
Yes, Chairperson Stutz, member
yes.
of the House Resources Committee.
My name is Paul A. Shadir II. I reside within the Kenai Peninsula. I have to disclose I have been on and off for 36 years on the local Kenai Soldatna Advisory Committee. I reside within the Kenai Peninsula. Today I'm representing the South Key Beach Independent Fishermen's Association of Sockeye. Our mission, again, is in protecting and preserving the Kasilof River aquarium system. We respectfully agree with Governor Walker's appointment of Robert Ruffner to the Alaska Board of Fisheries. Mr. Ruffner has proven to be a person who strives to communicate with a diverse group of interests. An example of this is a letter authored by Robert Ruffner dated 2/25/10 to then-Governor Sean Parnell. Dear Governor, the following 16 entities represent diverse interests and share a common concern over natural resources on the Kenai Peninsula. The collective fisheries of the Kenai and Kasilof Rivers are spectacular natural and economic resources vital to fishing lifestyles. Road accessible to nearly half of Alaska's population within a half a day drive. We are writing now because the personal use fishery located at the mouths of the Kasilof and Kenai River needs your attention. This popular fishery is attracting growing numbers of Alaskans from around the state. Yet to date, there has been a little state effort to address habitat and water quality concerns, particularly on the Kasilof River. As a result, our broad coalition is requesting your leadership in addressing fish habitat and quality protection along both banks at the mouth of the Kenai and Kasilof Rivers. This is signed by Robert Ruffner, Executive Director, on the behalf of the following organizations: Alaska Fly Fishers, Alaska Sport Fishing Association, City of Kenai, City of Soldatna, Cook Inlet Keeper, Kasilof Historical Society, Kenai Area Fishermen's Coalition, Kenai Peninsula Borough, the Kenai Peninsula Fishermen's Association, the Kenai Peninsula Marketing Tourism Council, the Kenai River Professional Guides Association, the Kenai River Sports Fishing Association, Kenai Watershed Forum, Kenai Soldatna Fish and Game Advisory Committee, the Matanuska Valley Fish and Game Advisory Committee, the South Central Alaska Dip Netters Association, and the United Cook Inlet Drift Association. Clearly, the consensus of building and building exercise takes great patience and a deep personal concern for the resource and all users. Thank you for allowing time to testify, and I'm available for questions. Thank you.
Thank you kindly for your testimony. Is there anyone else online? Thank you. In-house, Mike, could you say your last name?
Navarre.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I'm Mike Navarre, Mayor of the Kenai Peninsula Borough. I served in the legislature for 12 years. My sister taught in Kodiak for 9 years. She now teaches in Anchorage. I'm here on behalf of the Kenai Peninsula Borough. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly passed a resolution in support of Mr. Ruffner's appointment and confirmation to the Board of Fisheries. We're very fortunate on the Kenai Peninsula that when Mr. Ruffner decided to land in Alaska, move to Alaska, he sighted on the Kenai Peninsula. He's done an extraordinary job in the Kenai Peninsula Borough in habitat restoration, including culvert replacements, assessments, the Kenai River two-stroke to four-stroke in order to prevent pollution on the river, both identifying the issue and helping to resolve the issue. And as part of that, just as a way that he goes about doing that job, when the two-stroke engines were going to be outlawed, there were a number of people that were upset that they were not going to be allowed on the Kenai River because of their investment in it. They couldn't afford to buy a new motor. They were very upset about it. And so Robert took it upon himself and his organization and solicited funds, raised funds in order to do a buyback program so that in order to offset part of that, the cost of having those motors outlawed as a good, rational public policy decision and follow-up. Robert is a consensus builder. He has a broad and diverse background and a broad and diverse group of supporters for his confirmation and a seat on the Board of Fish. I think I sat through a number of confirmation hearings, and what I've been impressed with since I've been here and since I've been mayor of the Kenai Borough, his time on our planning commission does an extraordinary job. He listens to a lot of different opinions. He digests the information. He does his homework, and he makes good, rational, well-thought-out decisions on behalf of the interest of the Kenai Peninsula Borough residents. So He'll do that on the Board of Fish. I think that if confirmed, he'll be an outstanding member of the Board of Fish and in service to the residents of the state of Alaska and to the fisheries resources. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to testify? Please come forward, state your name for the record.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Paul Ostrander. I'm the Chief of Staff at the Kenai Peninsula Borough, but I'd like to testify on behalf of myself. Just wanted to give you all a little bit of my background. I was born in Alaska, raised on the Kenai Peninsula. I first fished the Kenai River when I was, I think, 4 years old. I actually bought my first powerboat when I was 16 years old before I owned a vehicle. I'm now on my fourth boat, and the reason I tell you this is I just want you to understand how passionate I am about sport fishing. My wife complains about it consistently, the fact that I spend so much time sport fishing. But you know, my phone is full of pictures of my family and friends and the fish that we've caught on the Kenai River, and it's something that's extremely important to me. And with that being said, I don't think there's a person I could be more supportive of than Robert Ruffner for this position. He, you've heard a lot of it already, but he is an excellent person for this position, and he is a consensus builder. And I know that he will take the facts that are presented in front of him and make the very best decisions for the resource. And I think that's important. It shouldn't be about the user groups and what maybe their agenda is. It should be about what's best for the resource. And I have the utmost confidence that Mr. Ruffner will make the decisions based on what's best for the resource. So thank you for this opportunity to testify.
Thank you for the testimony. Is there anyone else that would like to testify? Seeing none, I will close public testimony. Are there any further comments from this committee?
Madam Chair, can you brief it, please?
Is there any further comments insofar as Mr. Huntington or Mr. Ruffner are concerned from this committee? Yes, Representative Christ Tompkins.
Sounds like we have two excellent candidates.
Thank you, it does. And having no other comments, I will now entertain a motion to move the name of Mr. Ruffner and Mr. Huntington forward.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The House Special Committee on Fisheries reviewed the qualifications of the governor's appointees as shown in the attached referral and confirmation forms and recommend the names be forwarded to a joint session, and that be Mr. Huntington or Mr. Ruffner. This does not reflect the intent by any member to vote for or against this individual during any further sessions for the purposes of confirmation.
Seeing no objection, those two names will be moved forward from this committee. Our next meeting will be Tuesday, the 14th of April at 5 o'clock in this room, and we will be holding confirmation hearings for the CFEC. And I certainly want to thank the committee members on this committee for it's 5 minutes after 8, and I appreciate you all being here. Thank you. And seeing no further business, the meeting is adjourned at 8:05.